This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 259, How to Pinpoint and Paraphrase on IELTS Writing Task 2. You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, we're going to look at a sample essay from our Writing Wizard contest, and we'll see what you can learn about how to paraphrase in your writing test essays.
Hey, Jessica, how's it going today?
Hey, Lindsay. Good? Yeah. I think the big news here is that you hiked like 1,000 miles this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That crazy hike that we talked about last time.
Yeah.
And I survived. So I'm still here. And we did, we did about 22 miles because we got lost a few times and had to do additional miles.
How did you get lost? I mean, were the paths like clearly marked with signs and stuff, or were you just like given a map and told like just go out and find your way?
Well, we were a group of about 10, I guess, and we had a leader and a co-leader. That's how it always runs with this group. And our leader was really good. He's in very good shape, and that's part of the problem. Like, he doesn't realize that we're not all in this incredible shape that he's in. Like, the next day he was going to run like a half marathon or something crazy.
Oh my god! Like after hiking 22 miles.
Yes. So he was our navigator kind of, and he put together this whole like connection of this trail network. So he thought we could take this trail to this trail to this trail. And a few times just the trail stopped and it just didn't exist.
Oh, geez.
So we had to go around, but mostly it was great. You know, afterwards we went for Persian food and
cool.
We just had a really, you know, you just, when you take your body into that kind of adventure, you just feel really good afterwards. You're in a lot of pain, but you feel really satisfied on the inside.
Oh, completely. One that you've like completed this huge challenge.
Yeah.
And just like physiologically speaking, all that serotonin is released, right?
Yep.
Through exercise and...
Oh, yeah. It's so good for you. There's something weird going on with my right toenail, but other than that, I'm okay.
Well, like, don't marathon runners or people that hike a lot as well, sometimes their toenails just fall off, I think.
Yeah, I could see how.
Do you think your toenail's going to fall off?
No, it just sort of hurts a little bit. I think it's when you're going downhill, it slams into your hiking boot, you know?
Yeah.
So, all kinds of stuff. But I would encourage our listeners, if you guys are into hiking, go for the fun long distance challenges because it's just fun to just do it and just be able to sit back and think, oh, I did that. You know, it feels good.
So great. I know. I'm so like inspired now. I have to find a hiking group in Portland so I could do something like that. It sounds so awesome.
Yeah, I'm sure you could. I mean, people are so outdoorsy there, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
oh, for sure. It has to exist. I know it exists.
Oh, yeah.
I just have to make myself go out there and find it instead of just saying, oh, that's something I have to do. You know, we all do that in our preparation for stuff or when there's big challenges, right? It's like people preparing for IELTS as well. They're like, yeah, I should probably find a course or connect with a tutor or talk, you know, but instead of just like just getting on your computer and doing it.
Exactly. That's it. We got to take action. I mean, that's a really good segue for our listeners. You know, we've got to take action, get the plan and just follow the plan, you know? So
exactly.
That makes sense. Yeah, I like that.
Okay. So we're going to talk about an essay that was submitted for our Writing Wizard contest. So every month in our Facebook group for our course, we post a writing task 2 question and students submit their essays and then I read through them, choose the best one, and the winner gets a free class with me, just a 15-minute strategy session to talk about anything they want. Could be like a practice speaking test and I give them feedback on how they can improve their scores, like really specific activities for them to do to improve their scores, for example. So
so awesome.
are looking through the essays today, and I noticed one that had a good point that I wanted to talk about with our listeners.
All right. So what are we gonna pull out of this essay today, Jessica? What are we focusing in on when it comes to writing?
Yeah, there's a problem here that so many students have on the test because there's so much to think about, right? Mm. Because you're trying to have good vocab, good grammar, but answer the question and have fantastic ideas. And like, there's a lot to think about. So something a lot of candidates do is they'll read the test question and then they'll find the topic. Like, for example, this one was about social media. So they'll focus in on that, but then they'll just use that specific phrase from the question over and over and over again in their essay. And that will just kill your vocab score, guys, because that shows the examiner that you don't have the vocabulary to paraphrase.
Yeah. And that's so, so important. So we want to get into the habit of paraphrasing now in our practice essays so that when we go into test day, we will be ready and it'll feel so natural.
Yeah, exactly. So this comes down to using a system. In our course, we have the very specific steps that you take when you write an essay. And the last step, of course, is to check or proofread. And I tell you three very specific things to look for when you're proofreading to raise your score. And one of those things is to check for repeated vocabulary. And when you catch that, if you see yourself using a phrase, three or more times, you need to just cross that out and write a little paraphrase above it. And it doesn't have to be some, you know, 50 cent word, like some high level academic word. That's not necessary. It just has to be different.
Yeah. Sometimes it's just a matter of saying it in a different way. It's not necessarily always a swap of the word even, right? If we just reword the sentence, perhaps.
Yeah. Yeah. True. Like putting in a pronoun or, it could be a lot of different ways to take out that repeated vocab. So let's read some of the sentences from the essay and then we'll just sort of brainstorm ways that this person could have written. Cool. Okay. So let's see. These days, the issue of people are there's some grammar issues as well. These days, the issue of people are the argument for the reliable of social media to get news. There's a lot to unpack there. It's kind of confusing.
Yeah. All right. We'll try to hone in here on the vocabulary, but can you kind of summarize what was said there exactly?
The issue that was being discussed is that people rely on social media too much to get their news instead of more traditional sources like a newspaper or watching the TV news, for example. So the issue is people rely on the social media too much to get their news. So that's all that sentence is saying. Okay. I'll just finish the first paragraph and then we could kind of break apart sentence by sentence. So
sounds good.
They said, so some people think that social media should not be relied on to get news, while others believe that social media offers reliable news. This essay will discuss both sides. So even there, within the first three sentences, we have social media three times. I mean, we need to paraphrase that a little bit. So that's fine. You can introduce the topic of social media in the first sentence, like the person did. But let's paraphrase the second sentence. So she says, some people think that social media should not be relied on to get news. How else could we say that?
Yeah. So something like online connections or online networks, maybe. Yeah.
Good.
Should not be. Yeah.
And also the word news is repeated, like three or four times there. So we could say, some people think that their Facebook feeds are, perfectly reliable for current information.
Yeah. Current updates or current information. I mean, there are a lot of things that we could say.
Yeah,
right.
Good. And then she introduces the other opinion, while others believe that social media offers reliable news. So let's see. How else could we say that?
Well, others believe that, let's see. Or maybe just are we specifically talking about, are we talking about just social media or the internet in general?
Probably just social media.
Yeah.
Other people feel that, getting current news from your Facebook friends is not is not the best way to keep yourself up to date or something.
Yeah. Or something like, yeah, I like that. Or something like your online social circle or something. You could get a little bit creative there. Yeah.
Yeah. Good. So, well, yeah, because one way to, paraphrase is to become more specific. And that's something that I encourage the students in our course to do constantly in their speaking and their writing, is to get as specific as possible. Yeah. Because that increases your fluency score on the speaking, and it increases your vocab and task achievement score on the writing. So it affects a lot of scores, just getting more specific. So for example, I had a VIP class with one of our students on Friday, and he's great. His ability to communicate is great. Yeah. And something that he does though, and this is a cultural thing as well, is he speaks in generalities, like just too much, right? And so one of my assignments for him, his homework, is to like listen to his answer and take each point and write it out and try and add as many details as he can about just one point, like really practice going deeper, getting as specific as possible.
How did Cheryl move her speaking score from a 5.5 to a 7? How did Nadia achieve an 8 in reading and an 8 in speaking? They both did it because they followed the daily study plan and the strategies in the 3 Keys IELTS Success System. And you can do it too when you join us. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS and get instant access to our course and our private Facebook group today. I love that. I love that. So in this case, if we wanted to be more specific about social media, we could go beyond just Facebook, right? We could talk about Twitter. We could talk about even, I don't know, maybe Instagram. I don't use Instagram, but I'm not sure if they put post news in Instagram or not.
I don't LinkedIn. Even know. Isn't it just pictures?
Yeah, probably. It's probably just pictures, but at least Twitter, right? Because I think that certainly qualifies as social media, and it's a big source of news for people. Yeah,
and you know, Facebook isn't the most popular social media network, like way to network in every country. It could be what is it in China? I think it's like Weibo or something. You know, there are country specific kinds of social media, so that's something you could mention as well. These different names, Yeah, but Twitter for sure. So thinking of these examples, I think that's the best way to get really specific in there.
I really like that idea as a go-to strategy on how to paraphrase, to be more specific, to hone in on one thing that is the thing, the umbrella, qualifies under the umbrella term of social media. I love that.
Yeah. And maybe we could include that in our brainstorm. So when you're brainstorming for your essay, don't just brainstorm, you know, reasons and examples, like we usually say. Maybe just take a minute, because it's going to help your vocabulary score. So why not take that extra minute to brainstorm all of the words you can think of related to social media? So that way, you know, when you do start writing, you're ready. Like you have your paraphrase list right there.
I love it. I love it. And at the very least, to go back and check and to be able to cross out and write in different variations, right? To get that paraphrasing at the end.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So when you're proofreading, you'd be like, oh my God, I said the word social media like 6 times in the first 3 sentences. Let's go to my list. Let's try to do that. Because, you know, the examiner doesn't care how neat your essay looks. You do not have to rewrite it again. You don't have to erase and write stuff in. That's a waste of time, because that's not part of your grade. You know, you're given a very short time to complete this essay. We don't expect it to be perfect. So it's totally fine, you guys, to just cross something out and write the correction above it. Totally fine.
And that's so important to know, because I feel like a lot of people wouldn't think that that's true. You know, that's so key. That's such a key fact there to know. It is okay to be a little bit messy, you know, in exchange for getting some winning vocabulary words and some good paraphrasing.
Yeah,
awesome.
Exactly.
Love it.
One teacher I used to work with, he used to go around the room and like take the erasers from all of his students just to like prove a point. Like, you cannot use this right now. It is going to waste time. And they were a little bit taken aback, but they got the point. So, you know, guys, just don't even have an eraser handy when you're writing.
I love that. I love that. I love teachers who are dramatic like that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I was totally a dramatic teacher as well. Of course. That won't surprise people.
That's so
all
funny.
Right, guys. So just remember that vocabulary is so important. You guys need to brainstorm these paraphrases and get specific. That's our go-to strategy for today. Get as specific as possible.
You got it. And we're going to continue to go back to these writing wizard examples for you guys because we know writing is huge for you. And if you're in our course, remember, you get a chance to actually participate in the Three Keys Writing Wizard contest. So if you want to get into the course, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS and you'll get updates in the Facebook group and by email when this contest opens every month for you to practice your writing and get feedback if you want it. So very cool opportunity to build community in our group and to get your essays checked.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Guys, I mean, everybody's always asking for feedback on their essays and how can I improve my score? And this is it. this is how you do it.
Exactly. And just, I should mention that there is an additional fee to upgrade, guys, to get your essay checked, but you can participate in the Writing Wizard contest for free. So that's the difference there. But it's totally worth it because we want to go in confident on that test day.
Yep. Exactly. And I give very specific feedback on exactly how you can improve your score. So it's It's all personal and it's all just based on your writing that I see.
Very cool, Jessica. All right. Excellent. Another awesome episode down and a few more to go for today.
All right. Well, have a wonderful rest of the day, Lindsay.
Thank you. You too. Have a good one.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.